Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Good day, good day, good day.
So, I find this rather, I've been lately interested in the career of Michelle Dockery. Do you know who she is? Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And you are here. Do you know who Michelle Dockery is?
You know what? I have heard the name lately, but I can't put my finger on who it is. No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rich, you know who Michelle Dockery is?
I do not.
Don't know who Michelle Dockery is. Michelle Dockery plays the daughter on Downton Abbey, Mary. She is the feisty one. She's quite an intriguing character on that show, but in real life, she's quite an intriguing character as well.
Somebody just died, right, in her life, her spouse?
Her boyfriend just died, fellow John Dineen. He was 34 years old, and one wonders, you know, you think about, the reason I bring it up, I have two reasons to bring it up. Number one, because she is a rising star on the scene. She has her own band. She got a new TV show on NBC, I think it is, or one of our TNT. Downton Abbey is over. A lot of people have looked at this past 6 years as one of the most fantastic television events. I agree with that. I think Downton Abbey was fabulous. It still has one more season to go. But the cast and the people, I mean, it's just a wonderful story. And you loved all, like, you loved or loved to hate all of, there's not one character in that show that you didn't have an opinion about, at least in my experience. And I've never actually seen the show on TV. I see it on the airplane.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
You should see it, Richie. Your wife would love it.
Love it.
Women have loved it. So anyway, the second reason that I bring this up is because of our fascination with age. And thinking about every day, Richie teases me because I say, well, today is, and tomorrow is, and tomorrow yesterday.
You're counting down the days to your demise.
But I'm not really doing that. I'm bringing to people, that's the way you take it. But the way it's really meant is to give people an idea of the value of their time, the value of your time. How do you spend your days? How do you spend your hours? How do you spend your minutes? Do you feel like what you're doing with your life is wonderful, positive, helpful? Is it doing something for anybody other than you? And I think that's an important key. How are you enjoying the life that you lead? I feel very fortunate. I've had the life pretty much that I wanted. Few exceptions, but for the most part, I have lived as I wanted to and as I continue to want to. There are frustrations. There are things that is never enough of this, that, or the other thing. But when I look at the overall scheme of things and see what I have done and what I'm doing and the people that I'm around, I'm a very thankful person. And gratitude is a great way for you to live your life. Every day, if I don't say it, Richie, when I'm talking and teasing you about what day it is, I'm thankful for another opportunity to talk with you, to be on the air, to help people, to understand myself. This is great therapy, by the way. And I suggest everybody have their own radio show because it's really, it's great.
It is very therapeutic.
Ah, it's terrific therapy. If you can, you know, sort of make it work one way or another. One of the things that people do way too much of in life is worry. And worrying, according to a lot of studies that you can see at this time of year, people worry about, am I going to have enough presents? Are we going to be able to get enough money to do what we want to do? And instead of it being the wonderful, peaceful time when you share all of the great things in your life, people worry. And if you are a worrier, you should be aware of what it does to you. Because if you're a worrier at work, if you're a worrier at home, no matter where you are, even the smallest things, again, I make reference to gift giving, family gatherings, the things that bug you. When you do the math and you think about those people who are worriers, if you look at the stats, a person who says that he or she is a quote-unquote average worrier, you will lose 5 years off your life. The things that you could spend doing other things. And I will tell you, in my life, I've had times when I woke up early this morning. Meredith says, why are you up so early? Oh, because I got a lot of things on my mind. I slept maybe 5 hours last night. I was up. I was ready to go about 4 o'clock. And because I was awake actually at 3, and I was thinking about the things I got to do because we're going to leave here on Friday. I got to put all this together, that together, finish things on the farm, do a lot of things that are necessary. And but you know what? Me thinking about them doesn't get them done. And I'm the first person to tell you that. And so most of the time, I figure through meditation or through some other device, I can put off whatever it is that's on my mind. I didn't this morning because I really kind of wanted to get to the bottom line, if you will. And then once I figured out that I will be able to get all this stuff done, I stopped thinking about it. But the stress that contains people or sometimes controls people is really, and you've heard this 100 times, just be aware of it at this time of year especially. Maybe a strategy to help you feel more in control. Think things through, write things down, talk things over, don't keep it all to yourself, that sort of thing. My daughter is a worrier, and I try to get her out of that as well, because it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't, really doesn't. It is something that you will step back into from time to time, but just sort of take a deep breath and let it out. And look at how much better. Take a deep, just one deep breath, never mind 3 or 4, how much better you'll feel if you just take in a deep breath. All right? You okay with that? Deep breaths. Very good. 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
This is Alan Fankhauser with Harley-Davidson Motor Company.
What you got here, Alan?
We have a jump start set up that has our Project Livewire electric motorcycle on it. And you might hear that in the background.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Mink!
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Live wire in your future.
People can get on that bike in the stationary setting, feel what it's like to ride Project Livewire. To test the concept of an electric motorcycle, that technology is changing so much that right now we're just putting customers on it, getting their feedback, and we hope to make a decision in the coming 18 to 24 months as to whether this might be a bike that we could produce.
Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than in any other time in their life. What's a cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Mercedes-Benz is rolling out the prototype for a new Mercedes hybrid electric car called the Blue Zero. Mercedes-Benz is rated the 12th most precious brand in the world, and when altering its brand for the better, the lesser players will likely follow suit as smart green copycats. Mercedes is acknowledging that sustainability and the green trend are now irreversibly a part of the new luxury, saying cars have to look efficient and in harmony with the environment or else they won't be admired by society. Mercedes also says that in the future they're going to be selling refined sportiness, which will make people feel attractive and youthful. But for now, a big green Mercedes leap is the right leap, especially when people with money dump their SUVs in favor of a luxurious Mercedes hybrid. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
So, Dolly Parton and her movie. The other night, you heard me talking perhaps about seeing Kenny Rogers. And the first thing that came into everybody's mind is whether or not Dolly Parton would be there because he's so identified with her. And then he went through a whole litany of other people that he'd done duets with. I don't remember any of them except for the Dolly Parton duet because she is so memorable.
Yep.
Isn't it? And it isn't just the way she looks.
No, she's sparkly.
Yeah.
So this movie, Coat of Many Colors.
It was so good.
13 million viewers. You know how hard that is to do on television anymore?
It was so good.
It was. Why did you think it was so good?
It's just a heartwarming, honest story. It tells the story of her family when she was about 8 years old, mm-hmm. when her mother had a stillborn birth, and they lost the baby and had to bury the baby, mm-hmm. and just what it did to their family and how it almost tore their family apart,
yeah.
and how they got back together. And the little girl that played Dolly Parton at 8 years old, and it doesn't go any further than her life. It's just that 1 year.
Darling.
And it's based on the song, Coat of Many Colors, where she kind of tells the story of that part of her life in the song. And the little girl that played her is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had that Southern accent, and she just had tons of personality like Dolly does. And it was just really just a good movie.
All right, so 10 points.
No explosions, gratuitous sex, or violence.
Or a swell prize if you can name Dolly Parton's husband's first name.
Oh, I know this one.
Does she have kids?
No.
She doesn't have any children.
Oh, what is his name?
Four letters.
Carl,
good for you.
How good is that?
That's very good.
I didn't even Google. I was just impressed
with you. Wow, mm-hmm. Zowie.
Thanks.
All right, so that's Dolly Parton in the news. Mark Wahlberg and his brother Donnie and their mother started a little burger joint in Massachusetts outside of Boston, South Shore. They had one. And then they had two. That's what it's called, Wahlburgers. You're right. Did you know that? Or you?
I didn't. No,
yeah, Wahlburgers. And then there's three. And there were four, and now they're five. But according to the story that we have at DougStefan.com, they have gotten financing to start a massive expansion. There's one of them up in Toronto that's doing so well. This is, and again, Wahlburgers, W-A-H-L Burgers. They're going to open in Manhattan. They've got a location in Times Square. Can you imagine what kind of real estate that is? And over the next 5 years, they're going to open 150 more locations. So this is a better burger chain. How many of these can be supported? I'm thinking of, is it the Brothers? What do they call that place? Five Brothers?
Five Guys. Yeah.
Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, oh yeah. Good burgers.
I've never been.
Well, I don't think they have them on the West Coast. I've not seen them.
Smash Burger.
I would go to them, and as a matter of fact, I have been to them because they have a good veggie burger, and you can get mushrooms and stuff on them. But they have a good, I've only been in the Wahlburgers once, and it was quite impressive. The mother was there. She's often at the original one. And they apparently love her so much, they basically gave the business to her. But Donnie and Mark are the ones who have worked on the branding. People say, why are these guys doing it? You know, they're actors, they're singers. What are they doing with a burger joint?
Everybody's career ends at some point.
Well, it's not only that, but yeah. I think there are people, their egos, they want to do something with their name. And this is a great play on their name. And I think if you have a quality product, you get people in the door once.
Yep.
Once you get them in the door based on your name. If you serve them junk, they're not coming back. If it's good, they'll be going back. And that's why they have done well with these five, because they serve a very good product. I think it's popularly priced. It's not like...
Yeah. Good quality burgers
yes.
with good prices yeah. are the thing right now.
Apparently,
it's the in thing.
Yeah, these guys are going to go wild with that. 21 and a half the hour on Good Day. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger and...